This is Jane from Fundamentally Children. I'm with Dr. Amanda Gummer and we're discussing Valentine's Day. So, Amanda, do you think it's appropriate for children to celebrate Valentine's Day?
I think it's lovely. I think if we can get past the commercialisation of it and everything, I think an opportunity for children to show affection and love and have that shown to them is always a good idea.
Okay, so should we be sending cards to our children?
I think it's cute. I think the nicer thing is a homemade card or a little note under your pillow or something, and just any little gesture. It doesn't have to, you know, the cards in the shops can be quite expensive, so you know, a little gesture of something that shows them that you love them and encourage them to do the same for their friends, for their siblings, for their parents, for their, you know, favourite aunties, whatever. I think it's nice to encourage that sort of emotion and the acceptance of love and affection, and I don't think there's enough of it in the world.
Okay, lovely, thank you. Amanda, this is Liz, totally hijacking this interview. What do you think to that video that's doing the rounds on Facebook right now, where there's a dad getting dressed up and putting a suit on to take his 3-year-old daughter on a date in their backyard? What do you think to that?
I think it's fantasy role play, and as a bit of fun, it's cute. I think there's something that doesn't feel quite right about it, because I think children do need to learn, maybe not as young as 3, but do need to learn that there's a very big difference between romantic love and the sort of family love. And I think that parents need to show children a good role model of a healthy relationship between them. So I think what would be really nice is for the children to help the parents get dressed up and go out on a, get them prepared for their romantic night out for Valentine's Day. That sort of thing I think is great. I think a dad getting dressed up and treating his daughter like a date doesn't feel right to me. I haven't looked into it in enough detail to understand the implications sort of developmentally, but I think it's confusing the children as to the roles, and I think long-term, certainly with an older child, a 6 or an 8-year-old, I think that would be really inappropriate, and I think it would possibly damage children's view of relationships.
Okay, so we should be encouraging children to form relationships with their peers.
Yeah, friendships and mutually beneficial relationships with children of, you know, their own age, or, but, you know, as well as a very special bond with their parents and their family, but to not try and confuse the two.
Okay, so not mimicking a relationship.
No, exactly.
Okay, all right, thank you.